This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3179 for Thursday, the 8th of October 2020. Today's show is entitled Make MKV to Backup Media and a Question. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is describing two ways to install Make MKV DVD Blu-ray backup program on Fedora 32.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good morning, Hacker Public Radio, or time zone appropriate greetings. This is Archer 72. And you too can record a show if you pick up a microphone and any recording device. Please feel free to contribute. I put Fedora 32 on a laptop that I wasn't using anymore, and I found a nice piece of software called Make MKV. And so these are the steps I use to two different ways to install programs on it of this MakeMKV program. First, though, a quick tip to ignore the handle switch action that powers off the laptop when you close it. Put in the show note, you put the handle lid switch to ignore in login.d in the systemd folder. So the long way to install Make MKV is from source. First of all, you have to use DNF to enable RPM Fusion repos and install a couple of programs, including things like zlibd, OpenSSL, FFmpeg, Qt5, and etc., which will be in the notes. After that, you make a directory for the Make MKV source, download from the URL that I'll put later, and you get the binaries and the source files. Then you unpack the source file and the binaries, cd into each of the two different directories you're going to make. One is the source files you make first, and then sudo make install. And in the binaries you make, and you sudo make install. The other way is to pull it in from FlatHub. You have to have Flatpak installed in your system. Do a remote add FlatHub, and then the URL that I'll put. And then right after that, you Flatpak install flathub space com.makemkv dot capital make MKV, and I'll list the correct way to write that in the notes. And you may get a problem when you start at MKV that is looking for the closed caption extractor. And you have to, before you get to the point of cloning and extracting and building CC extractor, you need to DNF install libtesseract, autoconf, and sysconf tool. Then you can clone the git repos for CC extractor, cd into cxextractor/linux. And do a /build and wait for it to build, and then put that Then you need to enable advanced settings in Make MKV, and in the path for CC extractor, put where you built the file. I forgot to say why I would even want to use this program. It takes a DVD or a Blu-ray and takes the title that you select and encodes it in the MKV format. And then it's pretty big, so I left a note on how to encode it into a smaller but still pretty good quality file. Also ends up being an MKV file. One last thing about this program is that you have to enter a registration every, I think, 2 months. And I left a URL as to where to go for that. I didn't get to test it, but there is a script to automate this a little bit better. Next up, I show how you can play Blu-ray discs from the command line through mPlayer. First, you have to download a keydb.cfg file and place it in home/.config/aacs. And I left the URL in the show notes to where to find that. And then the way you actually play it from the command line, it's mPlayer space br colon 3 forward slashes and the mount point of the directory where you have the DVD. Typically it's devsr0. And you have to remember it is 3 forward slashes or else it won't work for the Blu-ray. I left a note in the show notes about how to rip this Blu-ray. Also as a one-liner with the mPlayer. And it results in an MPEG file, and then I showed how to use FFmpeg to turn it into an MKV. So my question for the community is, this way I'm doing antiquated to want to rip Blu-ray or DVD disc to a server? Or is there a better way to accomplish this rather than using Make MKV, which continues to be beta software and not free and open source? I would actually prefer a free and open source solution, but I've been looking for several months and can't seem to find anything. If anybody, one of you in the community has an idea, feel free to leave a note in the comments below. Thanks. Thanks for listening to me. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.